One time in the South, I read a story from down here where they used to have slaves. They'd take those people and sell them on the market just like you would a used car. And then there was a buyer, a broker, would come by and pick up these slaves and trade them, and just like you would a car or something. And those slaves that was away from their home country, they were from Africa, the Boers kidnapped them, brought them over here to the islands, and then smuggled them into the United States and sold them for slaves from out in Jamaica and around. Now we find that those people were sad. They'd been kidnapped from their own home. They'd been taken out by an enemy. They were sad. They'd never see their husband no more, their wife no more, their father and mother, their children. They were absolutely, they had to whip them with whips to make them work, for they were sad people. And one day a broker came by a certain plantation. He saw a bunch of slaves out there working, and he went in and asked the owner, said, "How many slaves you got?" Said, "About 100. Said, "You got any that you'd swap or sell?" He said, "Yep." Said, "Let me look them over." And he went out in the field and watched them, and he seen them have to whip them around. And that's why he saw one young man that didn't have to whip. He had his chest out, his chin up. Didn't have to whip him. So the broker said, "I'd like to buy that slave." And he said, "But he's not for sale." He said, "Well, what's the difference of that slave?" He said, "Is that slave the boss over the rest of them?" He said, "No, he's just a slave." He said, "Well, maybe you feed him different." He said, "No, he eats in the galley with the rest of the slaves." He said, "Well, what makes him so different from the rest of the slaves?" He said, "Well, this I wondered too for a long time. But one day I learned that over in the homeland where he come from, his father is the king of the whole tribe. And though he be an alien and away from home, yet he knows he's the son of a king. And he conducts himself like the son of a king." I thought, but that if a Negro coming from Africa and know that his father was a tribesman and a king over a tribe, what ought it to do to a Christian that's born again, a man or a woman, that our father is the king of heaven and glory? We should conduct ourselves as Christian men and women. We should act like it, dress like it, talk like it, live like it. Though we be an alien, yet we are children of the king.